back to the second half, the back nine, if you will, here on Tee to Green on this Saturday morning on the mighty 790 KFGO. Had a nice conversation with Bob Gordon from the Pine to Palm. That kicks off next week, and that kind of indicates the beginning of the end of the summer golf season. We're having club tournaments. We're having the Pine to Palm. And before you know it, we're going to have the North Dakota Open at Fargo Country Club, the Bobcat North Dakota Open, to give credit where credit is due for a very great sponsor of that tournament. And to talk more about this, the Bobcat North Dakota Open, let's welcome into the studio this morning Mark Johnson, the head golf professional at Fargo Country Club. Good morning, Mark Johnson.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing super. I'm a little sad that the sun is setting earlier and earlier because I'm kind of a late night guy. I'm a night owl golfer because of my schedule and my life, but I'm having a tough time even getting in nine holes now when I tee off at 7:30 at night at Village Green or the Meadows to sneak in my nine. I'm running to finish the last couple of holes.
Right. In June, you could really putt out almost 10 p.m. I mean, if I was really pressed, you could putt out at 10 p.m. And now, you know, the sun is kind of behind the trees at, like you said, 9 o'clock. Things, it's changing. So it happens every year. Well, but it's tough to take.
It'd be a bigger story if it didn't happen. If the sun didn't move, it'd be a much bigger story. But just the days are cooler. We kind of went through that hot stretch in the middle of July, and now it's just kind of been the 75-degree day. And it's the weather, nothing you can do about it, but it just feels like fall is really rushing at us really, really quickly.
But September's, I think, the best month for golf. We have golf courses will be great shape, and it's a little cooler. Although the days are shorter, you still find some just absolutely perfect days.
I agree. Okay.
In September.
Bobcat North Dakota Open. It's still a couple weeks away. It's still a ways away, so people can still sign up. Amateurs can still play if they'd like to play in this three-day great tournament at Fargo Country Club. Give us just the details, Mark. Tell us about the Bobcat Open and what's going on.
Sure, it's the 49th.
49?
49th.
That's almost
Bobcat.
As old as you.
Oh, that hurts. No, it's the 49th. So, you know, Bobcat's our sponsor. The charity partner is the Village Family Service Center. And it really is a great event in the community, has impact for the community. And it's a unique event in our area because it's partnered with the Dakotas Tour, which is a professional golf tour, kind of a, you know, if you'd call it a double A tour below the web.com, obviously. And, you know, really has a long history itself as a great proving grounds tour. Some PGA Tour players have come off that tour. So we're towards the tail end of that tour. These guys have been out there probably since June sometime, early July. So they're kind of getting tired. But you also, the cream is rising to the top. And the guys that are playing well are still playing the tour, trying to win Player of the Year points. And our event, the winner actually gets their PGA Tour school paid for by Bobcat.
That's one of the great prizes, one of the great bonuses, I guess, of the Bobcat North Dakota Open is that that's a little chunk of change there.
Yeah, it's a big deal for those guys to get some help. So the format of the event for the amateurs in the area, if you want to play, it's a three-day stroke play event. But if you didn't want to play all 3 days, an amateur could play just one day. Friday's a pro-am day.
Okay.
Where we would, you'd have three amateurs. We pair you up with one of the tour professionals and you play 18 holes. It includes lunch and dinner that night and a great round of golf and some fabulous prizes.
I don't think we've thrown the dates out yet. It's Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, and Sunday, August 25th are the dates of the tournament. The one-day pro-am that amateurs, as you said, can just play that one day if they don't want to commit to 3 days. That would be the Friday, August 23rd, the first day of the tournament. What's the entry fee?
It's $195 for the one-day pro-am. And then if you wanted to play all 3 days, it's $260.
Okay. And so if you put the pencil to the paper with all you get from that, you get three rounds at Fargo Country Club. You get some other things going on. If you do it that way, it comes out to be a pretty good deal.
Once you step on site, it's really all-inclusive breakfast, lunch, and we throw in a couple dinners. And we take care of you. We do it the right way. Like I said, Bobcat being on board, you get a shirt and a hat. I mean, it's a
range
great
balls?
Event.
Do you get range balls?
Range
Mark?
Balls.
That
you can warm up, Mike. You can warm up. Doesn't include your golf car though. You got a golf cart. You'd have to pay separately.
You should walk anyway.
But you get that true tour flavor, you should walk. But that is what's unique about the event, is it does have, you know, we try and create a tour caliber experience. Mm-hmm. And if you're around that, that's what's kind of magnetic about that event. If you enjoy that, even as a spectator, come mm-hmm. out and see these guys play at a real high level, even the amateurs that are playing. We'll bring in University of Minnesota players historically have come up and played in this as kind of a tune-up for their season. NDSU men have played as, again, kind of a tune-up. So the quality of golf's really high.
It is, and I covered it. I've never played the North Dakota Open. I've covered it for many years, both at the Forum when I was the golf writer for the paper, and I'll stop out there lately in my radio career. Just a lot, my friends, my buddies will stop out on Sunday to watch the final round or catch some of the players going around, just because we like golf and we like to see those really good tour players, and we marvel at how far they hit the ball, and because we've all played Fargo Country Club, and so we know where we try to hit the ball when we play there. Then you watch some of these guys, and you look at their line off the tee, and you kind of go, where the heck are they? Oh, okay. Oh, I see
that's
what they're doing.
That's why they're aiming there.
Oh, yeah. That's why they're aiming there. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to watch that happen.
Absolutely. And those guys that are playing the best that week would probably fare quite well if they were on the web.com that week, and mm-hmm. who knows beyond, you know. And so there's some great players playing. And
give us some of the names of some of the pros playing. You said that is your professional roster full for the tournament now?
Yeah, we actually have a waiting list on the professional side.
Good for you.
And we will let, if there's a past champion that calls us and still wants to get in, we have some sponsor exempt spots. But, David Schultz is a past champion. He's scheduled to play. Just looking at our list, Ryan Lenihan, who won last year, he's from Michigan. Really a nice player. He's back playing again. Ian Hessels has done really well mm-hmm. there in the past. Tim Ailes has won. Mm-hmm. He won back-to-back a couple of years ago, and Tim's still out there playing. So, we're going to have – it'll be a strong field again. There will be no shortage of great play.
What does it take to win the Bobcat North Dakota Open? What, 65-65-65, 70-70-70? What are the three rounds that somebody has to shoot
to win? Yeah, conditions
will
dictate, but probably about 10 or 12 under for three rounds of golf. So you're going to have a couple days in the 60s.
And generally, somebody will go really deep. That's kind of the fun part of watching, a Tim Ailes or an Ian Hessels, and those are the names that I remember from 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. One of those days, they'll shoot 64 or 63 or 65 or...
That's right.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. And they the trick is backing that up. You do it one day, you're just like any of us that have a great round of golf, and then you got to do it the next day. It is not easy to do. So, but I would say you're probably going to need to get it 10 under par, for 3 days to have a chance, depending upon conditions. And if we don't get a lot of moisture, that's when we can keep the mm-hmm. golf course firm, fast, and. And then the superintendent, we're in control of what we're doing as far as the speed of the greens.
And if the wind is blowing and all those conditions that we all face, it all makes a difference. Whether if it's calm, 80 degrees, and the golf course is soft, they're going to shoot some great scores. If it's 90 degrees, hot, windy, the course is crispy out there, they're not going to quite be able to shoot the scores and
do what
they want to do. So
that's right.
It's all kind of makes it fun. Let's take a break. Here on Tee to Green, Mark Johnson, our guest, Mike McFeely, your host. We're talking about the Bobcat North Dakota Open, August 23rd, 24th, and 25th at Fargo Country Club right here, not too far from the KFGO building.